This is Rupert Evershed reading my monthly nature notes for the Hearts ad. The Wood Wide Web. In 1986, when I was embarking awkwardly on my teen years, Prince Charles declared that he spoke to plants and trees, and that they responded. We all laughed, and the tabloids enjoyed the free gift of ridicule, labelling him the potty prince. But years on, as scientific understanding has deepened, in many ways, literally, what lies beneath a tree has been uncovered, and with that an emerging concept of what might be called the language of trees. Now, of course, scientists are not talking about trees turning out to be people, after all. Akin to the ancient and mythical Ents of J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings epic, even Tolkien, with his wild imagination, separated the Ents from real trees. Although he did allow for trees to slowly transition to Ents, and vice versa. Instead, scientists are finding that much of the language used to talk about humans can be employed to describe the way trees live and operate together. The key to this emerging world of tree talk is actually something that you may well have noticed if you have walked in the woods recently. Fungi. It has been a good year for these flowers of the forest, and on my walks I have come across a huge variety of beautiful and subtly hued fungi of all shapes and sizes. Sadly, this abundance has also attracted commercial foragers, who have hit the headlines after ruthlessly exploiting Epping Forest for its fungal hoard. Fungi are most often associated with damp, rotting conditions, and it is easy to overlook the fact that they are living organisms themselves, occupying their own taxonomic kingdom, not quite plants and not quite animals. It seems entirely appropriate that these plant animals should be the organisms that bridge the gap between the world of trees and humans. They do this through vast underground fibrous networks that connect to and work with the roots of trees and plants. These mycorrhizal fungi are made up of tiny strands of fungal growth, just 1/100th of a millimetre in diameter, and as such invisible to the naked eye. And yet these tiny filaments can extend thousands of times further than a tree's roots, connecting trees across vast areas in what some scientists have termed the Wood Wide Web. Some have speculated that these unseen networks may in fact cover entire continents. The fungi's relationship with the tree is symbiotic, the fungi drawing carbohydrates for growth from the tree, and in return providing an extended supply network of water and nutrients for the tree. These relationships can be quite complex, with some networks connecting only trees of the same species, while others connect many different species. This connectivity allows trees to communicate, or talk if you like, and relate to each other in forest communities. Molecular signalling through the mycorrhizal strands, hyphae, provide trees with early warning systems, alerting them to threat and inducing in them a response to ward off that threat. If one tree is being attacked by an insect, the other trees can produce chemicals to attract the right predator to eat the attacker. Trees have even been shown to divert resources in order to heal and strengthen a sick or distressed tree. We are all familiar with the idea that plants and trees respond to warmth, water and light, but scientists have shown that some trees respond to scent and sound too. This has led the German forester Peter Vollenben to make the case for forests being social networks in his book The Hidden Life of Trees, What They Feel, How They Communicate. He talks of communities of friends and foes, working together in families of parents and children, and yes, talking and communicating to better their long-term survival. So next time you're out in the woods and stumble across some fungi, remember that you are just looking at the tip of an iceberg. They are all little indicators of a vast and complex world beneath the soil, sustaining the wood and connecting it as a whole. Of course, if you feel like it, you could give a tree a hug, but the chances are it has already heard you coming.